but Joe. He doesn't want me to put his name all over the air. You know, he'll get fan mail from coast to coast if I do. And his son and his wife, Joe, Cookie, and Dick. Thanks a million. Mighty nice of you. Andre is the name of his business establishment. And he's a mighty fine feller, I'll tell you that. He's one of our oldest listeners. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Thanks to everybody else, too. I've had a lot of cards, and I don't want to make a big thing out of this all morning long. I'm not going to talk about it, but I do want to thank you for your cards and the good wishes and all the thoughts you've expressed. You're a mighty nice bunch out there. And just for that, we're going to play you a commercial.
When you drive your car into Superior Spring for front end alignment and brake adjustment, you're in good company. At Superior Spring, you'll find many of the best drivers in the area, drivers who don't take chances on their car's performance. Their car is expertly serviced by Superior Spring mechanics who specialize only on the front end or the brakes or shocks and springs. Superior's mechanics trained in one specialty so you can depend on Superior workmanship. Superior Spring, 125 West Service Road off Route 91, Hartford, where the work and the name are Superior.
6:15 is the correct time, first day of October. Since we had only 30 days in September, those of you who have the automatic watches with the calendar faces will have to change them because they say the 31st, you know, they register 31. Of course, you know that. Most of you do, but some of you may have a calendar watch for the first time, and it's looking at you and telling you it's the 31st. It ain't no such a thing. It's the first day of October. You know how to change it, don't you? Well, I can't tell you. Floyd Richards is changing his right now. Thousands of people all over the country are doing that right now, right this minute. Let's see. You want some baseball scores. I told you the Giants were winners last night. That's all you need to know, but I'll give you all the rest of it right after this brief look at the weather.
Here in southern New England, it's rather cool to start off this morning. Temperature in the 40s and 50s over the region. During the day, we'll have some dim sunshine, but the clouds will tend to thicken more as the day wears on, and with an easterly wind, temperatures will be held to the 70s this afternoon. Some rain associated with the remnants of Ginger will be slowly edging northward, and there's about a 50-50 chance it could reach us by late tomorrow. Of course, there's a 50-50 chance it won't get here either. Right now in Hartford, it's 54 degrees.
All right, here's your baseball. The Giants beat San Diego 5-1 behind Marichal, and the Dodgers beat Houston 2-1. It was a tough victory, and the pitcher had to score the deciding run. Don Sutton broke a 1-1 tie. And yet the Dodgers couldn't win it because the Giants beat San Diego 5-1. So that is that, and that's the first leg on our prediction. You know what we've been predicting right along. I won't go through all that. I did tell you that Willie Mays will be one of the heroes of the World Series, though. And I see one line in here that sort of goes along with that in this write-up of the game, telling how they got started scoring. The first three innings were scoreless. Marichal and Roberts, who is a terrific pitcher, left-hander of the Padres, were nothing-nothing through the first three. And in the fourth, Fuentes opened with a single to left and then circled the bases with the first run of the game when 40-year-old Willie Mays jolted a double to the foot of the center field fence 400 feet away. That's just an indication of what's to come. Look out, all you other teams. Now, the other scores, which don't mean much, but here they are. Pittsburgh 4-3 over the Phillies. The Braves beat Cincinnati 6-2. No, Hank did not get a homer, and neither did Starge. So they wind up with Stargell, the champ, with 48, Aaron 47. The Mets beat Montreal 6-3, and that was the National League. In the American League, California 3, Minnesota 2, the White Sox 2, Milwaukee 1. Bill Melton hit his 33rd home run, and he won the American League Home Run Derby. And let's see what else happened here. Just one other game. The Yankees beat Washington 9-0, and here's the way they did it. Would you believe that Washington was leading 7-5 in the... what inning was it? Doesn't say. Was it the ninth inning? Game was about over with two out. Here's the story. Baseball fans paid an unruly farewell to the Texas-bound Senators as they played their last game in the nation's capital. With one out to go and the Senators ahead 7-5 in the ninth inning, fans rushed out on the field, mobbing players, ripping up bases and stripping the scoreboard. And the umpires called the game a forfeit and gave the win to the Yankees by the usual forfeit score, 9-0.